Disappointed again because, as you say, there's not much in the game. There's a 20-minute spell at the start of the game when we were, I don't think we were at the races as a possibly an effect of taking two of the back four out that's been nice and settled. Obviously switching Constant centre half, maybe that had a little effect. Continuity does an half breed, I think, a bit of success when you're talking defensively wise. And I think that showed for 20 minutes until we settled. But by that time, we're already a goal down. So you're chasing the game. There's a few chances in the first half. And I think for the final 20, 25 minutes of the first half, we got our foot on it and got a bit of a foothold in the game. And that continued in patches in the second half. And of course, if you score a goal, I mean, Billy's had a good chance to make us, to bring us level, and then it's a different football match again. So disappointing not to have scored a goal, and obviously disappointed to be leaving here as with a 1-0 defeat. So, but we dust ourselves down and we go again.
It's three defeats now, I think, going without a goal as well. So it's disappointing. I guess you don't want it to talk Peter out, does it? Because, you know, at one point, you know, let's wind it back 12 days after the Wolves game and everything was lazy.
Yeah, I think, as you say, there's 10 football matches left and we want to finish the season on a real high. We want to finish as the minimum above what we finished last season. I think that's a realistic aim for us. And coming to a place like this would have been a good place to come and get a draw, but we have to put right what we've done wrong in the last couple of games. And there's not much, you know, what you're talking at this level, it's real fine margins. If you get your nose in front, you know, you give yourself the best of chances. So we go into the game against Port Vale on Tuesday. I'm not sure how they got on today, but I think they drew 1-1, so they're not in a massive rich vein of form. We go there on a big football pitch, looking to try and play some good football out there and, I don't know, make amends, because it's not been great. The last three defeats have been hard to take, and we really want to put it right.
Yeah, I think you're just lacking something in that final third at the moment. I mean, obviously, you've tied Tubbs up there, and the goal, he's not got the goals for Jamie up there today, and it's not quite worked.
Well, yeah, well, of course, they get paid the most money, don't they? That's why strikers do get paid the most money, because they're the ones that win your football matches, if you like. So they'll be desperate to score goals. That's why Tubbs is scoring seven goals in nine games or whatever it was. You know, he's worth his weight in gold when he does that, because it gives us as defenders something to hold on to. But we can't obviously rely on Tubbs to score goals all the time, and we can't rely just on the centre forwards to score goals. It needs to come from all over the pitch and set plays and such an opportunities for some of the big lads to go up. So we need to be scoring all over the park. But as I say, it's just disappointing. We're really disappointed, because that's an opportunity to do well up here today. We've always done well against Preston North End. I think already in the programme they'd never beaten us. So we're disappointed to have lost that record. And it'll be a quiet night in the hotel tonight, that's for sure.